97.7 Dundalk FM
Town Talk.
And you're welcome back to this morning's Town Talk. And that was a very different cover version of the hit from the early 70s from the Salford band The Hollies. That was a version by Olivia Newton-John, the title The Air That I Breathe. And that all too important subject, vitally important, is the very next subject of our interview this morning. I'm joined now by Joan Johnson. Joan is the General Manager of COPD Support Ireland. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm good, thank you.
Very good. Joan, ahead of the COPD Awareness Day, which is on Wednesday, November the 16th, could you tell us, please, what exactly is COPD? It's initials we often hear. Perhaps we don't fully understand what it is.
Absolutely, David. So, as you said, next week is World COPD Day on Wednesday the 16th of November. And COPD is an umbrella term for a number of lung conditions. And so people would probably be more familiar with the terms of chronic bronchitis or emphysema. And COPD, it stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And as I said, it's just an umbrella term for those lung conditions that people might be more familiar about. So, ahead of next week, what we're saying to people is that they estimate that there's about 380,000 people in Ireland living with COPD, but about two-thirds of them are unaware that they're living with it. And so we're urging people to maybe look out for signs and symptoms that perhaps they should maybe get checked out to see if they're one of those 1 in 13 people that are living with COPD in Ireland. So for World COPD Day, we're suggesting that people consider the ABC of COPD. A is for age, which is people over the age of 35 would be at a higher risk category. And B is for breathlessness. If you find that perhaps doing some activity is making you more short of breath than you normally would be, so for example, going up the stairs, maybe you're a bit more puffed when you get to the top, that could signify that you maybe have a little bit of breathlessness or underlying breathlessness going on. So that's the B. And then C is for a cough that won't go away, a chronic cough, something that persists. And it can be dry or it can be productive. But those are the things to think about. If you have or are in any of those categories, and perhaps one of the biggest risk factors is that you might have had a significant smoking history or been in an occupation where you were exposed to particulate matter in the air. If you fit into those categories, we're suggesting that maybe you might like to talk to your GP about, is it possible that I have this condition? Or if you'd maybe like to reach out to the COPD advice line and speak to a COPD nurse or physiotherapist just to discuss whether maybe you do need to be looking into some testing for your symptoms. And that's a free advice line that's provided or funded by the HSE. So it's the COPD advice line on 1-800-832-146. So, we're just encouraging people to think about their breathing.
Good.
And see if maybe they might have
COPD. Okay, that's all very informative. Where does County Louth stand in the incidences or the reported incidences in hospital admissions for the disorder? Are we good or bad?
So, Louth, to be honest, I mean, it's hard to know if it's bad or good, but COPD is one of the highest admissions, particularly in the winter. It's the highest cause of single disease admissions to hospitals. So 926 hospital admissions for people in Louth between 2019 and 2021. Now that number, it's probably a little bit lower than it had been in previous reports. That's from the National Healthcare Quality Reporting annual report. And the reason that they say that those numbers might be a bit lower in that reporting period compared to the others is because of COVID. So people with COPD were incredibly vulnerable to COVID and were in the very high risk category of having severe illness. So a lot of people living with this condition that knew they had the condition were staying home, were taking really good precautions, and were isolating away from the world for a long period of time. It's been a very challenging time for people living with COPD. But because of those measures that they took, they weren't picking up those seasonal coughs, colds and flus that would sometimes have them hospitalised with a flare-up of their COPD symptoms. So those numbers are a little bit maybe lower than they would have been in previous reports. So that sort of suggests to us that there are things that we did during COVID as a population that could help people living with COPD to reduce their admissions and reduce the impact of this lung condition on their quality of life. And those are things like, just think about, is it going to be crowded when you're going there? Perhaps wear a mask. Perhaps think about maybe going and, you know, limiting your sort of big crowded environment when it's peak respiratory illness season. But hand hygiene, cough and sneeze hygiene, and also getting your vaccines. We very much encourage people living with COPD and their carers and their friends and families, if they're coming in contact with them, to get their seasonal flu vaccine and their COVID-19 vaccine. And also, if they have the lung condition, their pneumonia vaccine, if they're eligible for it.
Okay. Tell us, please, Joan, a little about COPD Support Ireland and how extensive it is across the country.
So COPD Support Ireland, we are the national support and advocacy organisation for people living with COPD. And we have 33 support groups across the country. We actually have two in County Louth, one of them in Drogheda and one in Dundalk. And we're always looking for new people to join us. The details can be found on our website, which is www.copd.ie. And we have weekly exercise, education and peer-to-peer support group meetings. So you get to meet people that are living with the same condition and to share that lived experience, because sometimes I think those tips and tricks that you get from people that are living with the same condition can be nearly more helpful than the ones that healthcare professionals might give you. But also we have exercise trainers that are trained to deliver exercise in people living with COPD, because it can be quite hard to exercise with it because of that vicious cycle of breathlessness. When you feel breathless, you tend to do less. But actually, when you're living with COPD, it's really important to keep active as much as you can. And there are strategies for your breathing that can be taught that will help you manage that breathlessness when you're exercising. So, yeah, so we have two support groups in Louth, and we're always looking for new members. But we have, as I said, 33 support groups across the country, and we have a lovely website with lots of resources and some printed materials. So if anybody is interested in getting them, they can visit our website or they can email info@copd.ie to request some more information or join us. There's a membership form online that they could join us and we can keep in contact with them and send them out lots of different information. And it's not just for people with the disease, it's for those that are caring for them, their friends and family as well. If they want to learn how best to support their loved one with COPD, then they can reach out to us as well.
Very good. What are the events that are specifically planned for Wednesday, November the 16th?
Yeah, so next week, what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks is recording short videos with health professionals and people living with COPD on things like diagnosis, treatment, living with the condition, travelling with the condition, and supporting people with the condition. So we have these short videos that we're going to be launching across social media, and it's going to be all next week. And we are excited for people to see these videos and then maybe look at seeking extra information. Those short videos will be a brief introduction to how you can do more to improve your quality of life and living with COPD, and also just maybe make people more aware of what COPD is, and maybe if they need to reach out to their health professional to see if it's something that they might need testing for.
Okay. Is the condition recoverable, Joan, or is it something that just has to be managed with lifestyle changes?
Yeah, unfortunately, there is no cure for COPD, but it is a condition that can be managed with lots of self-management strategies. So it's funny, it's one of those conditions that, yes, you can take medications for it, and there are, you know, therapeutics for it, but there's no cure. So the majority of the work that can be done to improve quality of life when living with this disease is actually work that the person living with it themselves can do. And there's lots of breathing strategies, there's lots of activities that they can do. And these can all be taught and practiced within our peer-to-peer support groups that meet on a weekly basis. So yeah, sadly there's no cure, but there is a lot that can be done. And pulmonary rehab is something that people might be familiar with. It's a exercise and education program that's delivered by health professionals within the hospital setting, and more now they're starting to be delivered in community settings. And that's the gold standard of care for COPD. It's got a huge amount of evidence to support the benefits for improving quality of life and actual functioning within with your breathlessness and being able to participate in you know, the activities that you want to participate in. Our vision in COPD Support Ireland is that people living with COPD can live the life they wish to live, and we would like to empower people to do that and teach them how they can self-manage this condition so that they can do the things they would like to be able to continue doing, albeit a little differently.
Very good. You mentioned earlier, Joan, other terms, emphysema, bronchitis. Does asthma come into this, or is it a just the same condition on a different level?
So asthma in itself is a different condition. However, some people with asthma can go on to develop COPD. And there is a crossover syndrome that's a small minority. A lot of people might have been told maybe they have asthma and they haven't had the spirometry test done. And the difference between asthma and COPD is when you do this breathing test, with asthma generally, you'll be able to reverse the what you call obstruction after taking a certain medication, whereas with COPD, it doesn't completely reverse it. But there are some asthmatics that will develop COPD. So it's always worthwhile getting checked out.
Yes.
But they are two different conditions and they are managed differently. So it's important to understand which one you have.
Okay.
Moving forward. And then we also in Ireland have a genetic form of COPD called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. So some people that are diagnosed with COPD will have never smoked and they'll go on to have genetic testing and find out that they have this genetic form of COPD. So they may never have smoked or worked in an industry where there's particulate matter and yet they will have COPD. So yeah, we have that. There's a decent proportion in Ireland. It's a small proportion of the COPD population, but compared to globally, I think there's a higher incidence in Ireland of alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency.
Okay, well, it's good to have an organisation like your own providing backup and support. Could you give our listeners the contact details again, the phone numbers and the web address for those who want to pursue it?
That'd be great, yeah. So the website is www.copd.ie. And if you want to reach out to us to find out about groups or that, the information's there. But you could also email info@copd.ie. Or if you wanted to call the COPD advice line, it's to make an appointment to speak to a respiratory nurse specialist or a physiotherapist. The number is free phone 1-800-832-146.
That's great, Joan. Joan, it's been great speaking with you and good luck on the Awareness Day on Wednesday, November the 16th, and with the work that COPD Support Ireland does. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
And that was Joan Johnson, General Manager from COPD Support Ireland, about the upcoming Awareness Day.
97.7 Dundalk FM. Town Talk.